listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When you were sad and lonely and have no place to go, come to see me, baby, and bring along some dough, and we'll go honky tonk and honky tonk, honky tonk and honey, baby. We'll go honky tonk and around this town.
All right, here we go. Third hour of the program coming your way. We got Jeff in Idaho on the line, and continue where you left off, Jeff, about the surveillance and all that.
Okay, so the paragraph about from the IG report about Huma and Wiener. Okay, Lindsey Graham basically gets a note passed to from Huma. Basically, this is a signal that okay, I'm going with you guys, and all those guys are brought together as one last meeting to say, we got rid of John McCain. You know that we got rid of him. This is why they're all yelling it about Trump and stuff. Okay, so now we get Huma basically is going to roll over on these guys. The note passed it to the reason why they were eyeing Lindsey Graham. Okay, like you see physically, Kelly put his finger to his eye, all right, his right eye, and pull it down and look at him. He says, "Don't mess this up." Okay, you got one chance. You screw it, and you're going to Gitmo. Okay, because Lindsey Graham and you know Bubbles in Florida have the same treasonous thing that John McCain went through about, you know, being over and funding ISIS. You know, they're all in the same pictures with John McCain. So what we get into is, I just want to read a quick thing from, remember when the supposed missile shot on Prince Philip's 94th birthday on June 10th, where the $950 trillion of bonds were trying to be transferred? There's a short paragraph from Wednesday, September 5th from Anna. It says, a pathetically wrong assumption. The reason that the Queen is being so contrite and offering to give back land, to be exact, misappropriated title to land back to the actual people it belongs to, is because she and her co-conspirators in Westminster were caught red-handed operating an absolutely massive fraud, piracy, and racketeering scheme. No other reason. There's only one reason to believe this is proof, and these same vermins intended to go merrily on with more of the same old fraud and enslavement scheme, and also proof that they intended to start a mercenary war in America for the express purpose of murdering their priority creditors. Oh, and then also collect the life insurance policies and the so-called life force annuity, $950 trillion, and claiming the private property of all those murdered as abandoned assets. So this gets back to the Deagle, $65 million in 2025, okay? Last couple sentences. So we now have native leaders all over the world getting the title to their purloined lands, assets returned to them, and they are all puffed up and proud of themselves, even though they did absolutely nothing to secure this result. Instead of patting yourself on the back for doing things you didn't do, thank God and bend your knees. It wasn't your hand that delivered you from those evils. Okay, so now we've got on August 31st, Trump basically says September is National Preparedness Month. He's basically got a emergency broadcast message going to most cell phones, their smartphones, on September 20th, and it's a presidential federal emergency thing. We've got Fetzer, basically, who I looked at the 100-page thing that they submitted, and it's probably, Trump has probably seen it from the contacts I've had with different things, and 9-11 is coming up. He shows up on stage at 9-11 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time at his last political meeting, wherever it was, either Montana or maybe a newer one. All right. So now we get basically that the public infrastructure key system is how the SES was going to basically be running the world. And you remember how all these flights have gone down? Hillary Clinton was the intellectual property master of all these quartz accelerometers that are in airplanes and cars and all these other things.
Hey, hold on a second, Jeff. Jeff, hold on. What were you saying about September 20th again?
There's going to be a presidential federal emergency test of the emergency system on September 20th.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's right. Emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alert. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. Right. But it's a presidential, not a, okay. Listen, if you go look at some of this stuff, yeah, the links that I've seen, it said presidential. Now other people may just say it's the emergency broadcast system. So the things that we're dealing with now are that SES has been exposed on how the federal public key structure works, and this is essentially the technocracy that Vicki Davis in Twin Falls, Idaho, basically has explained a lot, you know, on with Darren Weeks and things. So this whole system of how, because SES was exposed to Trump on July 2015 by Field McConnell. So Trump has had that information since then working on this stuff. So this whole takedown is all associated with grabbing corporate assets for people that basically are doing treason against the United States. And the Sheryl Sandberg thing where they said we're going to basically do better use of these things, they're going to basically just get those assets of those with the Sherman antitrust violations, and they're just going to nationalize them as public utilities. All right? So that's those are the major things that will be happening, and they brought everyone together at that funeral to basically scare the shit out of them by seeing Huma was probably going to work with the against the deep state. She's going to choose her kid rather than Hillary or Wiener. Hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Well, if you basically follow everything that's been given out in the public, the Q and the other things, you see this narrative that's flowing in a certain direction, okay? And with Kasich basically admitting that on air, that was not for general consumption. That was for the deep staters to basically go hide. Okay? That's all I want to give you, Robert. Okay?
Hey, let me ask you this before you hang up. The latest Q drops about AJ and Associates, Mossad.
Yeah, they're true. I believe they're true. What happens is, remember when I called in just a month or so ago, and I said that they're trying to use AJ as the last firewall for the deep state and the Mossad to basically stop this, okay? And they can't now, because they're basically trying to get everyone to go over to Alex Jones and then basically deplatform anyone else that talks about Q and stuff. And if you basically just line up all the stuff going on, you're going to see that there's more Q proofs than the disinformation people say, you know, that Q is not a real thing. And it all
Q is also throwing Jack Posobiec, Naval Intelligence, and One America News Network under the bus as well.
Absolutely, yeah. That microchip guy basically was just such a fraud, and this guy at Neon Revolt, okay, Robert, you got to go look at him. The guy's pretty bright. He's got a lot of good people that feed him network information like you and stuff that you can synthesize. But he's got some good stuff. NeonRevolt.com. He basically goes through that, how he trapped that microchip guy, and he says, let me have access to your server for 5 minutes, and I'll validate what you're saying is true. The guy basically stumbled because he's like, he's just like a dumb Intel guy, all right? And he didn't have access to the servers for those guys, so he basically got tripped up. And Q actually used his little proof to show how much these guys are idiots. So I'm just telling you that they've really outthought these guys in every aspect of military law, commercial law, contract law, what Anna's doing, and basically, this is, remember what we're talking about when I called in, and Britain might do a first strike on someone that they thought were trouble? Well, you know, Anna's basically got them over the barrel, and now the MI6 and the SIS are in Syria to try and start World War III. That's what they're trying to do right now, to cover all this stuff up and do GoldenEye of all the $950 trillion in stolen assets. Okay, Robert, that's all I got.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, a lot of heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. I wanted to get this out. All right, man, take care. This is up on Sorts of Fall, okay, whatdoesitmean.com. And this one's from today. Trump assassination fears rise after Pence is handed a secret message. And it talks about while Russian Marines storm Syrian shores after YouTube silences government. So I'm watching this video, Pence handoff at the president's speech at the White House, where he had all these sheriffs and police chiefs and everything up there. All right. And there's this FBI criminal target sheriff, Anna Franklin. Okay, now this is from like the Decatur metropolitan area in Alabama, okay, within whose boundaries lies Huntsville, okay, nicknamed Rocket City due to its being home of the U.S. military installation Redstone Arsenal. And it goes into U.S. Armored Colonel Holger Toftoy initiated paperclip, blah, 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 where the 1,000 personnel were transferred to from Fort Bliss, Texas to Redstone Arsenal. But anyway, so it goes into basically, then it goes into Northrop Grumman, this article, okay, where senior staff manager Greg Abercrombie, now he's also a district commissioner in the government of Morgan County, Alabama, and so you always see these heavyweights from corporations, some of them being in the local governments there, okay? And it talks about the mayor, Tab Bowling, the county commissioner, chairman Ray Long, Jeff Clark, Randy Vest, blah, blah, blah. All in there, and this all has to do with this Morgan County Sheriff Anna Franklin. And basically, they all traveled to the White House to meet with their longtime Alabama friend, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, whom President Trump is reported to have called a dumb Southerner. Now, with Q saying Sessions is basically doing a lot of heavyweight work behind the scenes, and he's, you know, patriot. But you got Trump's people like Roger Stone, and on the other side calling for Sessions to be out, you know, gateway pundit, all the usual kind of conservative voices are always throwing Sessions under the bus for not, you know, with Rod Rosenstein and recusing himself from the Russia stuff and basically almost being limp and not doing anything about the Mueller stuff. And so this is all like you got to make your decision about whether this is all like 2-3 layer down psyops, and it's heavy stuff. But they're talking about this District Commissioner Don Stisher under criminal investigation for campaign violations in Morgan County up there. And it talks about this sheriff, a judge found had broken the law, along with two of her investigators, and misled the court, prompting the FBI to open a criminal investigation against her, and all this. An explosive lawsuit filed against her alleging that she had engaged in massive corruptions. And this is from Alabama Today, all of which has led, blah, 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 of the very thought of how she was able this past week to come within mere feet of President Trump in the White House. Okay. Now, you remember Sessions is from Alabama. And so basically, they're basically making it seem like Jeff Sessions and then this sheriff and all this Northrop Grumman, you know, deep staters are in bed, and Trump's going to be he's going to be campaigning down there coming up for Mo Brooks. Okay. And so they're saying that all these Alabamans are in collusion to whack Trump when he's down there in Alabama. So just keep your eyes open. It could be totally bogus. Sorchafal, what does it mean? You know, but sometimes they get some things that are strangely, eerily right, and a lot of times they're wrong. But I'm looking at this video of her handing this document off to Mike Pence, and it's right there on the page, and it's like a minute and something long video. Very strange that this sheriff under investigation, and it's Jeff Sessions' estate and blah, 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 and all the military industrial complex garbage that goes on in Alabama, Huntsville, and all these places. Just watch the video yourself and see what you make of it. It's very, very weird. Let's see here. Q alerts. This is funny that Steve Quayle has had Q alerts forever, and then the Q thing happens. But let's see. One of my contacts confirmed that the Windows system was instructed to blue screen, collected data, rebooted, then AI program is now taken over and keeps asking how it can assist. Internal projects have been scrambled or destroyed. So it's talking about AI taking control and taking over computers. Now, what's weird, on my phone, if I listen to certain people's podcasts or live stream sometimes my phone will reboot. And then sometimes it lets out a strange, almost air horn-like noise. Now, I don't know what that's all about. It's interesting. So let's see. The latest from Hodges over at the Common Sense Show, backdoor martial law will follow a false flag pandemic release. And I've talked about the bio angle for years. The CDC has granted itself new draconian powers, which severely violate civil liberties with regard to the spread of an ever-growing list of maladies. The loss of civil liberties for the ill is extremely broad and could be used to falsely imprison people under the guise that they are ill. In the new policies, the director's extremely broad powers and the position is an at-will position solely subject to the whim of the president. Excerpts from The Atlantic. A consistent mouthpiece for the Trilateral Commission. Its CDC has already authorized to detain people suspected of carrying diseases like plague, Ebola, and smallpox, but the new rule does away with a formal list. It extends the same powers to any quarantinable, communicable disease and uses a wider range of symptoms for defining ill people. Let's see. James Hodge, Jr., professor of public health law and ethics at Arizona State, feels the CDC risks sacrificing personal liberty at the altar of flexibility and expediency. The rule allows the CDC to move on somebody based on some belief that they might pose some amorphous risk to others. This is not a standard that survives constitutional scrutiny, like anybody cares about that. For a start, the rule is sparse when it comes to due process. Now, and it talks about detaining travelers. Now, what have we seen a spike in the last number of days? The Air Emirates, and then there's been a bunch of other flights from various parts of the world where people are all sick and blah, blah, blah. Now, one person I was reading basically a no-fly list if you're not vaccinated. So that's an angle that I thought, and I saw it floating around. I'm like, sheesh, you got all these little breakouts happening on these flights. And so now it's like almost like with dogs. They got their shots. You got your shots, or you can't fly. You don't got a real ID level state ID, you can't fly. You don't have a passport, you know, instead of the real ID, you can't fly. You can't buy a gun, you're on a no gun list, you can't fly. You're on a no fly list, you can't buy a gun. So, very alarming, especially with all the reports that have just bombarded us in the last week or so. Hurricane Florence, people are using the term apocalyptic. You know, there's a lot of these weather kind of blogs and video people that they track the storms and they track the earthquakes, and then they, you know, some of them hype things up. They're saying it could be a Category 4 here to hit the Carolinas. Just keep your eye on Hurricane Florence. We'll see what happens with it. Okay, so Mr. Papadopoulos. Okay, so you got Manafort in jail. Now this Papadopoulos guy gets 14 days. I mean, what a joke. This multi-million dollar Mueller probe. Now this Papadopoulos character gets two weeks in jail. I mean, I just feel like we're in this loony, uncharted waters, demonic, weird thing. Now, this is from WorldNet Daily, and it published 9 hours ago. Art Moore. Is there a spiritual component to the sharp division America's experiencing? And I hear the music, so I say, and I've talked about this the last few weeks, spiritual component, psychological warfare component. We'll pick this up on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Alright, we're back. So we're continuing with this spiritual warfare expert, demonic component to a divided U.S., okay? So Carl Payne, an expert on demonology and the author of the highly acclaimed book, Spiritual Warfare, Christians, Demonization, and Deliverance, cites Jesus acknowledging that for a time, Satan has been given limited authority on earth. If someone asks if Satan would influence the political system, I say, of course he would. Why wouldn't he? Payne, a pastor at the Antioch Bible Church near Seattle and a former chaplain for the Seahawks, said it's in the nature of Satan to divide. The Greek words dia and bolos essentially mean apart and throw, respectively, and when combined as diabolos means one who splits or divides. Remember that what God has joined, let no man tear asunder. Proverbs 6, he noted, says there are seven things that God hates. And number seven is people who purposely sow discord. It's amazing how many people purposefully sow discord on an artificial and synthetic level as part of basically just another one, a political weapon. The Alinskyites, the Leninists, the Maoists, they love sowing discord to gain control. Chaos is the name of the game, I believe, for Satan and his minions. He said if Jesus speaks truth, then they want to undermine the truth any way they can. One way of undermining truth is to flip values on their heads. through the television, through movies, we're just inundated with up is down, down is up, black is white, white is black, good is evil, evil is good. You can't get away from it. As an example, Payne said he couldn't imagine 20 or 30 years ago seeing the emergence of such a bill as California's AB 2943 that would punish the sale or promotion of the idea that God can heal unwanted sexual attractions. I thought to myself, do you really think that there would come a time in this country when people who love Jesus, who live by a credo of love your enemies and pray for those who spitefully use you, who treat others as you want to be treated, would be labeled as xenophobic, homophobic bigots? I would have said, no, I don't think in my lifetime that could happen. I not only think it's here, I think we're going to see more of it. So, I mean, I remember watching Christian TV and so forth and so on back in the early 90s when I was getting out of the military, and I kind of came out of a period of just very, very nihilistic, a view I embraced. And I'll tell you, you know, things were, there was a big fast transition happening, but compared to where we are now, the Overton window has shifted so far out there. You know, you got to feel for these children growing up now, and their parents want to take them to drag queen reading hour at the library, And I know it's been a boiling frog thing, but just the amount of change I've seen in my life growing up in the 70s to what we're witnessing now, to a person that is, let's just say, not grounded in anything, a person who doesn't really have a strong will or, you know, luckily I joined the Marine Corps and I got some things from it that have, you know, that I've continued to bring with me in life, because if I, you know, I've got a lot of friends who are no longer here that have threw their life away on drugs and alcohol. I've got people in you know, my peers that are in my age group that I went to school with. They are missing their teeth. They look like vampires because they're strung out. They're in the grave, or they've been in and out of the criminal justice system to the point where, you know, they've smoked cigarettes this entire time. You know, I used to smoke cigarettes when I was young, going through high school and everything. And then I quit when I was in the military, and I haven't had one since. But the way that just smoking cigarettes has aged them, and how different I look than they do. This tobacco industry and the chemicals that they put on and in the filters. Remember the people that have found that there's actually radioactive isotopes in some of the filters, some of these companies. I mean, the hundreds of chemicals that they spray the tobacco with, and what it does to the human. And how it ages you and basically destroys you. I mean, I think, and here's what's so alarming, is like everything, the alcohol industry, the food industry. Unfortunately, I think the evil ones have gotten their minions in here, and they're, what a bottle of whiskey is today, I would like to see how different it is versus in the 1970s, and what kind of additives there are now in it compared to what there were previously. That would be an interesting science project. Last half hour coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Last half hour of the program coming up. Cindy Erick Radio on RPN. Now, you know, a lot of interesting things going on. So, this Chris Tanto Peranto, one of the survivors of Benghazi, Obama talks smack about basically wild conspiracy theories and stuff, and I guess he was connecting it to Benghazi. And so Peranto said something. He gets suspended off Twitter. So this the double standard hypocrisy continues out of the communist tech left, and we see more and more crackdowns. Who knows what's going to happen here? But the, you know, I'm wondering if Serena Williams is going to get suspended for verbally and publicly abusing this umpire. Is Twitter going to go after her account? No. you know, the double standard goes across race. It grows across gender. It goes across political spectrum. If you're in the left SJW kind of, you know, sports, hip hop, whatever, you know, the SGT report did this good video. And if I got time to play a little bit of, I might, but we're running towards the end of the program, but it gets into this Childish Gambino, Donald Glover character that blows away people in this video. It's got like 300 million views and it's advertiser friendly. And then people like David Knight, of InfoWars, who's probably one of the most polished talk radio hosts you could ever hear. His videos aren't advertiser worthy. You see how they do this? That's the insidious nature of the San Francisco tech. San Francisco's got a lot of interesting far left connections with the Jesuits, especially the liberation theology Marxist wing. Very fascinating. Of course, you got your kosher mob elements all throughout running Hollywood and Frisco, Portland, and so forth, Seattle. But I want to get into this real quick for all the Bible prophecy people. And, you know, if you're skeptical, I understand. But for those of us that have been following kind of the eschatological angle for quite a while, now this big thing is going to get the kind of the prophecy Christian people in a real kind of interesting place. Ken, if we could roll clip 13.
And topic number one today, as long as we're on the subject of prophecy, we passed another milestone, apparently. A red heifer has been born in Israel. Now, for Christians, this is difficult to understand, but in the Jewish mind, this is huge. Last Tuesday, the Temple Institute's Red Heifer program confirmed that an entirely red female calf was born, paving the way to reestablish temple service. 1 week after its birth, the newborn red heifer was examined by a board of rabbis and certified as fulfilling their interpretation of the biblical requirements. The rabbis emphasized that the heifer could at any time suffer a blemish, which would render it unsuitable for temple service. They will periodically examine the heifer to just recertify its condition. The red heifer was the main component in the biblically mandated process of ritual purification that results from proximity or contact with a dead body. And because the elements needed for this ceremony, according to the rabbinic interpretation, have been missing for the last two millennia, Jews have been ritually impure since the destruction of the temple by the Romans in the year 70 AD. And so they cannot perform temple service until this heifer is sacrificed and burned. This is described in Numbers chapter 19, verse 2. This is the statute of the law that the Lord commanded. Tell the people of Israel to bring you a red heifer without defect, in which there is no blemish, and on which a yoke has never come. Now, there's not any more to it than this. Again, the rabbis over the centuries have added to this.
I've followed all various prophecy type people, J.R. Church, Gary Stearman, all these guys, Jack Van Impe, Perry Stone, just a ton of them, Hal Lindsey, all of them. And they all follow this kind of stuff. The Lalonde brothers. I mean, I was into so much of that stuff back in the 90s and I still kind of dabble, you know, with Tom Horn and Steve Quayle and all that stuff. So this is kind of interesting for those of you that pay attention to it. Do I believe in Jews rebuilding some temple and starting to re-sacrifice animals? No. If you're Christian, of course, you believe that would be horrible. That would be like basically spitting on the sacrifice of Christ. But of course, these, you know, and I don't want to get into the whole thing, but I'm going to try to get to some other stuff here, but the red heifer, this was even up on Drudge, so millions of people have seen it. Let's get 14 ready. Let's play a little bit of Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. I'm sure many of you have seen this. Many of you probably haven't. Don't pay attention, but this thing's probably already at 8 million views in just a couple days. And a lot of strange things going on over at Tesla due to Musk's appearance on Rogan. But this is about artificial intelligence with Rogan and Musk. So let's hear a little bit of 14 here.
Probably. Do you wonder? Like, you're around normal people, you're like, you're like, what's up with these boring, dumb motherfuckers? Ever?
Not bad for a human. But I think we'll not be able to hold a candle to AI.
Hmm. You scare the shit out of me when you talk about AI. Between you and Sam Harris.
Oh,
I didn't
sure.
even consider it until I had a podcast with Sam once.
Sounds great.
He made me shit my pants. talking about AI, I realized, like, oh, well, this is a genie that once it's out of the bottle, you're never getting it back in.
That's true.
There was a video that you tweeted about one of those Boston Dynamic robots. And
yeah.
you're like, in the future, it'll be moving so fast you can't see it without a strobe light.
Yeah. You could probably do that right now.
And no one's really paying attention too much other than people like you or people that are really obsessed with technology. All these things are happening, and these robots are – did you see the one where PETA put out a statement that you shouldn't kick robots?
It's probably not wise.
For retribution.
Their memory is very good.
I bet it's really good.
It's really good.
I bet it is.
Yes.
And getting better every day.
It's really good.
Are you honestly legitimately concerned about this? Is like AI – one of your main worries in regards to the future?
Yes, it's less of a worry than it used to be, mostly due to taking more of a fatalistic attitude.
Hmm. So you used to have more hope, and you gave up some of it, and now you don't worry as much about AI. You're like, this is just what it is.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. Yes. What? Yes. Not. It's. But no. It's not necessarily bad. It's just. It's definitely going to be outside of human control.
Not necessarily bad, right?
Yeah. It's not. It's not necessarily bad. It's just. It's just outside of human control. Now, the thing that's going to be tricky here is that it's going to be very tempting to use AI as a weapon. It's going to be very tempting. In fact, will be used as a weapon. So the on-ramp to serious AI, the danger is going to be more humans using it against each other, I think, most likely. That'll be the danger. Yeah.
How far do you think we are from something that can make its own mind up whether or not something's ethically or morally correct, or whether or not it wants to do something, or whether or not it wants to improve itself, or whether or not it wants to protect itself from people or from other AI? How far away are we from something that's really truly sentient?
Well, I mean, you could argue that any group of people, like a company is essentially a cybernetic collective of people and machines. That's what a company is. And then there are different levels of complexity in the way these companies are formed. And then there's like a collective AI in the Google sort of search, Google search, you know, the where we're all sort of plugged in as like nodes on the network, like leaves on a big tree. And we're all feeding this network with our questions and answers. We're all collectively programming the AI. And the Google plus all the humans that connect to it are one giant cybernetic collective. This is also true of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these social networks. They're giant cybernetic collectives.
Humans and electronics all interfacing and constantly now, constantly connected.
Yes. Constantly.
One of the things that I've been thinking about a lot over the last few years is that one of the things that drives a lot of people crazy is how many people are obsessed with materialism and getting the latest, greatest thing.
And all right, go ahead and stop it there. So the crazy things about Musk are this neural lace, which is like something you shoot into your jugular. And it's a net that's going to go around your brain. And then this brain interface that he's been talking about, where people are actually going to tap their brain straight into these networks. And so this is unfortunately the Borg, Skynet, this whole thing that we've watched in all these dystopic movies and novels we've read in novels and so forth, Matrix, Terminator, Star Trek, Borg. Unfortunately, enough of the people with the actual implementation power to make these things happen are on board. And there's unfortunately too few people with hindering power are exerting their hindering power against this mad dash towards oblivion, the way I see it. And so nobody wants to be the stick in the mud. Nobody wants to be the scared one. Nobody wants to be the one that says, no, this is not where we want to go. And unfortunately, the power of the other side with technological, what they call advancement, which I actually call the death of the organic God-designed human, they're the ones that want to advance. I don't call it an advance. I just call it a change. They're the ones that, unfortunately, they take the paradigm that, well, and they'll even turn your own creation kind of, you know, hypothesis against you and say, look, God created my mind to go here, so why shouldn't I? God gave me the ability to upgrade who I am and evolve at my own hand. So if you try to stop me, and there's been people in the transhuman, the H-plus movement, that have actually threatened the rest of us and said, if you try to stop me from achieving my godhood, whatever, you know, word they want to use, I'm going to kill you. And I've got books where these people have said, anybody that gets in my way is dead. And so that's the crazy, creepy world we live in, to where people are like, it's a Machiavellian race to what they believe is immortality, godhood. Like the guy Sean Parker from Facebook. Hey, I'm a billionaire. I'm gonna live to 160 at least. I'm gonna become an overlord. You see these, and look, I think, you know, with some of the prophecies in Revelation, if those days would be shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive. I think, you know, look, personally, as somebody that believes in a personal creator of the universe, and not some sort of, we're just floating around out here in space and there's no shot caller, there's no designer, there's no person that draws the line in the sand and says, creature, you go no further. I personally believe that no, there is a God that says, I don't care how powerful you punks are. And remember Genesis 3:22, which a lot of people believe that the bonesmen get their number 3:22 from, basically that says that if man, he won't be able to be stopped, blah, 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 blah. And that's where, a lot of people, you know, let me pull that up here before the end of the show. Genesis 3:22. And the Lord said, God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. And so what these transhumans are doing, they view that as an analogy. The tree of life is the double helix. Now, whether they want to make it a triple, quadruple helix, to be able to tinker with this tree of life and eat and live forever. Now, whether it's a metaphor or whatever, you're going to have your own opinion on. But that was the King James Version, Genesis 3:22, which a lot of people, you know, if you've read any kind of books on, you know, the esoteric, the arcane, the occult side of the house, and you know that this is a big deal with people want to take of the tree of life and without the creator's say so. Now the Gnostics, the Theosophists, these people say that, see, God is being a jerk here. He's trying to hold man back. He's an evil. The Old Testament God is evil, and then Lucifer is the guy that gives us light, and he's the one that's saying, hey, become one of the gods. Take part of the tree of life in the fallen state that you're in and live forever. You see, so you the Gnostics and the Kabbalists and so forth, they turn the story upside down and say that the Lord God here is actually a God that wants to hold man back, you see. And the good God is Lucifer, the light bearer, Promethean fire. He's going to give you the way to upgrade yourself through genetic enhancement, artificial intelligence, nanotech, robotics, wetware. You're going to be able to reach your immortal state. And this evil God of the Bible wants to hold you back. Don't you understand? Now, hey, you make up your mind what side of the coin you fall on, whether you take the Gnostic view or whether you take the traditional biblical view that, no, God's trying to hold you back from this for your own good. And if you blah, blah, blah. And so I just wanted to put that out there. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, Ken, I want to get this one in. Clip two, get this one ready. We've had another rapper, this guy, and I don't know these young rappers, Mac Miller, I think that's his name. He's dead, 26. Now, there's people putting all these kind of connections with Ariana Grande and Nike. I mean, there's all these people that do this kind of Rain Man level connecting. This guy was a sacrifice. You know, we know this whole kind of thing in the kind of the rap world, that people get sacrificed for others, blah, blah, blah. But let's play clip two.
Breaking news tonight, Mac Miller, the homegrown rap star, has died of an apparent overdose. He was found dead at his home in Southern California today.
News of his death is hitting hard here in his hometown of Pittsburgh and beyond.
The story has been getting calls from people everywhere asking if it's true that he died from an overdose. The owners say he will be clearly missed.
Bob Allen is live at the Frick Park Market, one of Miller's old stomping grounds.
Had a whole life ahead of him. It's very sad we've been having numerous phone calls from fans from all over the world who are sharing their grief with us. And
what was it like to watch him, to see him make it big?
I was very proud. When he was 13 and he was trying to sell his little CDs, I thought, okay, really? But sure enough, he did a video here. I had no idea how big he was going to become.
His drive was tremendous. He cared about the neighborhood, cared about people, and that's one reason why he made a video about a store, because this is the store that he came to, like all the kids do at the end of the day.
Thank you. Well, while we're waiting for the section to kick in there.
UN6 rapper Mac Miller has died. TMZ is reporting the 26-year-old died from a suspected drug overdose. Police tell TMZ he was found inside his California home.
But basically what it's showing you here is a bunch of statistics about all these people dying and this opioid death explosion, all right? And I keep thinking there's hot doses floating around, whether it's in pills. And I know the Chinese fentanyl.
The United States has never experienced a drug addiction epidemic like the one we're experiencing today. So how did we get here?
Changing face of the opioid crisis. In the last week, 15 people died from drug overdoses right here in Cuyahoga County.
And while addicts younger in age may come to mind, half of these recent deaths were people 60 and over. It is a troubling new trend that is not only emerging here, but across the country.
As Jeffrey Brown reports, she outlines what's fueling a growing public health crisis.
The death toll nationwide is staggering. A record
72. Okay, go ahead and stop it, Ken. I want to talk about this for a second. So you notice how they talked about 60 and over. Okay, now that when I heard that, and a large amount of the people ODing are 60 and over, these are not people doing heroin. These are people taking pills. So what I'm saying is this. I think that there's some sort of a cabal inside of Big Pharma that are putting out hot doses in regular Vicodins and Percocets and so forth and so on. This is just my theory, because if all these people that are older, 60 and so forth, are dying, I just personally think that they're basically somebody inside at the level of where they're concocting the strength. They're somehow getting hot doses out here, because look, these pills have been around a long time. The death rate has not been like this. So what's that? It tells me somebody's tinkering with the formula. That's just my opinion. But I just have this feeling, especially with people that are just taking the pills and they're not out here putting a rig in their arm and blasting heroin into it. Something's going on with the consistency, there's not a consistency. And I think that this is done purposefully. When you're having more people die every year than we lost in Vietnam, I think this is like a pharmaceutical democide. It's by stealth. And then people are paying attention, but I think we've got to look at the possibility that there's some sort of agents inside of these companies that are putting out the opioids to the pharmacies. This is just something I think that we need to look at. Is there anything else I want to cover? Keep your eye on this 25th Amendment thing, and look at the look at that sheriff handing Mike Pence that note on whatdoesitmean.com. And I didn't get to this one: elite vampirism, young blood transfusions for 8,000 for a liter and a half, and that's on Fellowship of the Minds. Thanks everybody for listening, and hope to see y'all next week. Who knows what's coming our way? Ken, thanks for running the board. Appreciate you.